It is it's take 150. We are together for the first time in a while.
I can walk now, so that's probably partly why.
Yeah. I didn't really want to come pick you up, let's be real.
I live the furthest possible way from the freeway.
It's totally tucked back. You're right on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, Keeks is walking again, so that's fantastic. But we have a great take for all you sweets, and take 150. We are going to talk about our favorite trailer, or one of our favorite trailers that we watched.
Yeah, probably the one.
Probably the one, yeah. So that's The Matrix Resurrections. And then we are also going to talk about the fave thing we watched, and then we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty, the Shang-Chi review. Kimiko already talked about this on the YouTube page, but y'all haven't heard my thoughts. And if you haven't seen the YouTube page, now you will hear Kimiko's thoughts through the mic.
And go subscribe.
And go like, subscribe, comment. Give it a watch.
Just a sweet film talk.
And then to round out, we're going to give our top five MCU introduction movies. Is that the right term for that?
Like, oh my gosh.
Anthology?
No, it's origin movies, I think. I think origin is what it is.
That sounds a lot better, and that is the correct.
But, like, I didn't question you when you said introduction movie. I was like, oh, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, origin. That sounds a lot better. Now. And we are also watching some football. So if you hear us say, oh, or something like that, it's because we have two football games going on currently.
BYU, Utah, and LSU McNeese State.
Yes. And also, we're having a Halo night. It's fantastic.
Boys night, baby.
Let's go. You need them.
It's been, we just be eating dirty burgers.
We're going to go get some cookies later tonight.
Yeah, we are! Oh, I cannot wait.
So, without further ado, Keeks, how you doing? How's life treating you?
Yeah, it's good. I mean,
it better be good.
So, like,
we're having a Halo night.
Yeah. Today it's been great. Life is very good. Not to say that you need the Halo night to unwind, but it's
Oh my gosh!
Y'all are going to have a blast with this. It's been good. So we are official. We bought the house. We're moving to Vineyard in 2 weeks.
Let's go.
Which is like across the freeway from Orem West. Great little location. And maybe we'll give a nice little tour for the suites one day. Or just come to my house.
I would love that. Movie night.
Movie night. I'm going to get a good little like setup in the basement.
I can't
for
wait.
Movie night.
What's going to be the first movie you watch down there?
Oh my gosh, that's a good...
Is it going to be a replay? Is it going to be a new watch?
Sheesh. Oh, you know what? You know what I think I might do? Watch the second Matrix down there. I've only watched the first Matrix.
That's a good one.
So I want to get geared up, or a James Bond movie, because I kind of feel... Do you feel pressured to watch the James Bond movies before this one comes out?
I absolutely want to watch them. I don't feel pressured. I want to watch them.
Oh
my gosh! It comes out next month.
Comes out in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we got to start.
Yeah. And there's like 20 movies for James Bond. Like that, I mean, you want to talk about a watch.
I'm only going to watch Daniel Craig's. Now, I do one day want to watch all the older ones from start to finish because I think I mentioned on the podcast before, my brother loves them. Okay. Oh my gosh, 56-yard attempt. Made it, LSU.
Wow, LSU up 27. Oh.
If you don't know this, everybody, but LSU is... like, my favorite team.
Yeah.
Is the go-to.
I am not a big college sports guy. Big-time NFL guy. So, we both had our fantasy football drafts.
Yes.
This week, too.
I missed the first two picks. I was at a wedding reception. Ugh. And our draft started at 9, and I looked at my phone. It was 9:10. Totally spaced it. Missed the first two draft picks.
Those are essential. The first, like, four picks that you have... That like that's gonna get you 80% of your team's
points. So if I lose, which I probably will, I got second or third place last year. I don't even recall. It's like you know when you get first or last place.
Yes.
If you get second or third, it's like you don't even really remember. Anyways, yeah. I got one of those two places last year, and I had Patrick Mahomes carried me week in, week out. So I was the sixth pick. And I probably would have drafted Mahomes again. I know people are say we've talked about this. Don't draft a quarterback. Draft a running back. Go with your gut.
We also talked about this. Patrick Mahomes, in many cases, is your running back too.
Yeah,
like he'll get you a rushing touchdown probably once every other game. That's 6 points.
Yes,
automatically for your team.
Yes,
6 points is a lot of points in fantasy football. You need it.
It's true. It's true. You need a good running back. So anyways, a little chat about that. But I have Kyler Murray, and hopefully that pans out.
Yeah. I have Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback. Not good at running. Can if you need him to, but he just cannon as an arm. He's going to get you yards.
You got a stacked roster. Yeah. Derrick Henry.
Yes. Sweet. Derrick Henry, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah,
love me some Clyde.
Kyle Pitts is going to be great.
Oh, yeah. We both have Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Rookie tight end.
I've been well. Fantasy's been excited for fantasy. Sports are back, baby. That's great. Mm-hmm. Excited for that. And movies are back. I know we talked about it before, but I feel like Shang-Chi really, really elevated movie theaters coming back. We'll talk about that some more.
Yeah. Do we want to go into the trailer? Because, like, honestly, I don't have much to report. I stay inside all day, and it's very hard.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going back to work probably in the next few weeks, like near the end of the year.
Nice. Yeah, same thing with me. So I'm just, same schedule, basically.
Love
but
that.
Yeah, let's go into trailer.
Trailers. Trailer. Yeah.
The trailer.
Yeah.
Matrix Resurrections dropped their trailer. I saw Matrix Reloaded. We actually watched the first Matrix recently, but I watched Matrix Reloaded. I don't remember Revolutions. I don't think I was that... I don't even think I watched that. If I did, I wasn't paying attention. Anyways, this trailer revealed, like, Neo is back in the artificial world, quote-unquote, and he's not aware, but is aware. I don't know. This trailer was kind of...
very ambiguous.
Yes.
Which is good. Like, that's kind of what you want, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen the other two, so I didn't know that he's... I think maybe he doesn't make it or something in one of them, and now he does? I don't know. But I've only gotten that from the discourse. I don't actually know what happens.
That's true. Like, I don't know what happens in Revolutions. Maybe he does reset. Then I don't know. So we got to watch the first two, the next two, to understand more about Resurrections.
It looks like it's going to be a blast. Did you go onto the website before to click on the red and the blue pill to see the little trailers?
No, I didn't, no.
It was cool. So if you clicked on either one of them, you'd click on it and said, it said something basically like, you don't know what it is. You don't know what life is. And then it would say the time it was that you started watching the trailer.
Yeah.
So it would be like, it's 9:38 a.m. And you'd look at your clock and it said 9:38 a.m. So it was very interactive. It was really cool. And the internet kind of exploded. Especially for two movies that not a lot of people like, from what I've gathered.
Oh, Reloaded and Revolutions?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good. It looks cool. I don't have a lot of expectations for Resurrections, but I'm going to go see it. We're going to go watch it.
But that's perfect. That plays into a video that I'm working on for the YouTube channel about hype.
Yes.
It is, nostalgia is a powerful drug, and so is hype. It can ruin you. What?
Those two combined.
Literally, why Star Wars is in the state that it's in. Because of nostalgia and hype.
Come together.
I've got to resurrect some tweets I did in 2017 before Last Jedi.
Ugh, it's game over when those two come together.
So there was 1,000 trailers, basically.
Yeah,
that came out this week. They all came out on like Wednesday, and then Thursday was the Matrix. So that's kind of what it is.
Okay.
It's excited. A lot of good movies coming out.
Did you like the trailer?
I thought it was cool. Okay. I think the movie looks great. I think now, like, the technology has caught up to where we can get good Matrix movies.
Yeah, the effects look good.
Yes.
I wonder if it's going to be, like, a 2.5-hour movie, if it's going to be a 190, like Venom.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Venom is 90 minutes long.
It's fascinating.
Okay, so if you think about it, Venom, pretty special effects heavy. That's got to be 5 minutes of credits.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to make it 90 minutes long. Andy Serkis is directing it. I wonder if it's bad.
Andy Serkis?
Yes.
Did Venom?
I wonder if it's going to be really bad.
I didn't know that.
But there you go. There's anti-hype for it. So as long as it's a movie, we will probably enjoy it.
Where have I been? I didn't know that he directed.
I think it was kind of like low-key. They were like, Andy Serkis is going to direct it. And it's PG-13 officially, too.
Do you like that, or...?
I think they're doing similar to what Logan did. You know how the first two Wolverine movies were PG-13? They did well. They're like, okay, we have our audience. Let's do R. I wouldn't be surprised if this one does well, they bite the bullet, they do the next one R.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I thought the first Venom was PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was R this whole time.
That was like a big thing, is everyone's like, why is this PG-13?
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Morbius, that's got to be R, though, right?
Oh, my
God. No, Morbius is PG-13.
I keep forgetting
right now.
That's coming out, too.
Yeah.
That's had trailers for, like, 2 years, and it hasn't come out, and Venom just started having trailers. It's weird.
Crazy. Speaking of trailer, I saw the new Batman trailer. I haven't seen that yet.
Wait,
that came out, like, 3 weeks ago.
The new Batman trailer?
There's, like, another trailer. I'll pull it up after this. Yeah, you have had to have seen it.
No.
I think it came out like 3-4 weeks ago.
There's no new Batman trailer that I know of. But maybe. It could have totally gone over my head.
I had never seen it until like the other day, and I was like, oh, this looks pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more than well... Yeah, was it... You didn't watch the bootleg No Way Home trailer, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow, I did. It was like a phone recording a phone that was screen recording a TikTok. Without, like, no special effects were included either. It was so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Be careful out there, folks.
Have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fave thing you watched?
I watched a lot this week. I will say that me and... Okay. Gosh, dang. Okay, what did I like? I'm just going to say it. Me and Becky watched Malignant last night, which was Friday night, September 10th. Boy, was that fun. Weird horror movie from James Wan, who did Saw, Insidious, the Conjuring, every big horror franchise of the last 20 years he directed.
Wow.
And it was a blast. It's weird. It's not conventionally good, but it's so pulpy. It's just got this vibe to it that is so cheesy that you gotta love it. You gotta appreciate it for what it is.
Mm, okay.
So I had a good time with it.
Love that.
Yeah, I actually gave it an A-. I think it's sour, though.
Okay.
But the twist is one of the funniest, best twists I've seen in so long.
Does it know it's Lane?
Yes.
It kind of like one of those campy...
From the first, like, words of dialogue, you know, oh, this is conventionally not a good movie.
Okay. At least it knows what it was. Yes. I appreciate that.
Exactly what it is.
What
about you?
The fave thing that I have been watching, as I mentioned two podcasts ago, is Ted Lasso. Still probably my fave thing. However... Oh
sheesh. Okay. No.
Not great. Kennedy and I have been watching the Hulu show Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, yeah! Okay.
We are 4 episodes in. It has Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez... And the premise is basically these three live in the same apartment complex, and in the first episode it reveals there was a murder, and then they want to start kind of discovering who it was. They get involved with a podcast that inspires them to do it, like All the Crime
Love podcast. That. Love that representation for us.
It's got a really fun, light... What'd you say?
I love that podcast representation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's important.
Let's go. It's got a fun, light watch, and it's a... So far, it's set up a nice mystery of who's who. Who can you trust?
Love a good mystery.
And the episodes are like 35 minutes long.
Oh, that's it?
It releases each week. And I really like it. So far, it's absolutely sweet. Can't give it a letter grade yet, but definitely recommend it. If you're looking for a nice show to watch, 4 episodes have been released. It will grab you pretty quick. And if you're a fan of like true crime podcasts... You'll love Only Murders in the Building. So that has been the fave thing.
Have you been watching What If at all on Disney Plus?
I watched the first episode, and I've seen like some YouTube videos of it pop up on my timeline.
Okay.
Hasn't really grabbed me. It looks okay, but I just don't have enough interest in it because I know it's not canon.
It seems like kind of supplemental, like B-roll watch.
Yes.
Like, here's something fun, but, you know, you don't need it, maybe. Yeah.
Here's something to keep your appetite wet up until
yeah, No Way until Home we get comes. Eternals and No Way Home and
yeah,
Multiverse of Madness, all those movies.
Yes. So that was the fave thing. I highly recommend watching Only Murders in the Building.
Can I? Okay, I have a slight second. So I've been going to the gym really early. I go at like 6 a.m. now.
Get cut.
Which is great.
Oh, when you have a good morning,
yeah,
it makes your day so much better.
It does. I go to the Cardio Cima, one of my favorite things to do, and I watched Dan in Real Life, like, the first half.
Still, have you seen it ever?
No! The twist in it!
Don't tell me.
No.
I've never seen it.
No, I'm not. I didn't know anything about it, and I'm like, I'm watching, and I'm like, this is interesting, this is fun, Steve Carell, and then something happens, and you're like, no way! I didn't know, and it was so much fun.
Okay. Is it funny?
Yeah, it's lighthearted.
Okay.
It's funny enough, though. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll give it a watch. I've been meaning to watch
it. It's on Disney Plus, but or your local Cardio Cinema.
Okay.
Whichever you want to go to. Or.
Also, watched The Martian last week.
Oof.
Do you like that movie?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I posted it to our Instagram. There, a few said spoiled.
Yeah, they did.
And a couple said sad. I think it's very sweet. I like it a lot. And listened to a recent podcast episode of Armchair Experts.
Okay.
And they had Matt Damon on, and Matt Damon seems like a good guy. He interviews really well, was very kind on the interview, and just had some interesting stories to tell about, you know, his career. They talked a lot about Good Will Hunting.
Oh, I mean, like, that was... I don't want to say, like, that was the movie, but he did get his first Oscar from there.
Yeah.
Kind of his big break, I would also say.
Yeah. That was huge. That was monumental.
Wow. Did he say anything? Like, what did he say about winning the Oscar?
Oh, he said it was interesting. I recommend you listen to it because he was just like, he's like, we were there. Like, we made it. Like, we started partying with people and, like we had Robert De Niro over at our party. Like, these big, you know, name actors and actresses that we like admired were now coming here. And now it's just like, he's like, now I feel like it's like all perspective now. It's like some people live different lives and some people live other different lives. So,
okay.
It was just kind of interesting what he had to say about his life and being an actor.
You know what I want to say?
And exploring, you know, being in Hollywood and whatnot.
We talked about this. I think Matt Damon is probably the most, like one of the most well-liked actors in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, you can go up to anyone and be like, what do you think about Matt Damon? And they're going to say, I like Matt Damon. Russell Crowe is another one. We talked about this.
Those two are just in good movies.
Yes.
They're not in a lot of bad movies.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that's
except
what
for Jason Bourne.
And that's what they mentioned. You don't like Jason Bourne?
Nah, it's fine. Well, the last one. Remember the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fourth one's not very good.
Yeah.
It's fine, though. But it's not horrible.
And that's what he said. Like, Matt Damon was like, he's like, if I can have one good movie for every, like, three or four, he's like, I'm fine with that. Not like that he's setting his bar low,
yeah.
But he just sounds like he like understands like some movies are great and some movies are not going to land very well with the general audience.
I think so too. He was also in that Great Wall of China movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it, so I don't know if it was good or bad.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah. I will also say, so as a side note, I also watched a movie called Primal Fear, and it was Edward Norton's first role. Edward Norton, killer run in the 90s.
Man.
Primal Fear, American History X, Fight Club.
Great.
Right?
Great big three.
Yeah.
Fight Club, A+ last week from me.
Which, Edward Norton, great to bring up because he was the Incredible Hulk for one movie randomly in the MCU. And is it time for our Shang-Chi review?
Let's dive in. Okay. Let's dive in.
Shang-Chi!
Give it to me, Keeks.
Directed by Daniel Destin Cretton. Stars Simu Liu, Awkwafina, I think it's Meng Erzhan. And our great boy, Infernal Affairs, In the Mood for Love, Tony Leung.
Tony Leung.
Also in the movie.
Fantastic presence.
Top five villain in the MCU.
Oh, in Shang-Chi? Yeah, in MCU? I thought he was a fantastic villain.
He's so talented. If any of y'all want to check out a fun movie, Infernal Affairs.
100%.
It's the inspiration for The Departed, and it's really fun.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it basically just tells a story of Shang-Chi as he grows up in his father's shadow. His father is the leader of this underground, like, group called the Ten Rings. In order to escape his father's shadow, he moves to San Francisco, makes friends with Katie, and is then brought back out of his past because his father's looking for him. And he, on the way, has to discover who he is and create his own future to get out of his father's shadow. Shang-Chi... I just want to say that on my end, I was very excited for Shang-Chi. I think top five.
It was in your most anticipated.
Most anticipated. Because of the fact that, like, there's been, you know, we've had Wong in the MCU, but there's been no titular Asian character in the MCU.
Yeah, I can't really think of any.
Mm-mm. No, there hasn't been. It's the first one.
Yeah.
And Simu Liu, awesome. But I want to say, first off, how insane it was to be featured on those billboards on Times Square.
So cool. That was... What a moment. We were hyped.
And to, like, put it into perspective, I tweeted after I got to see the early screening, and Marvel reached out to us, They like messaged us on Twitter, and we went back and forth until they put the tweet on the post on the billboards in Times Square.
So cool.
I actually updated the profile of us on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
featured gotta on Shang-Chi billboards in Times Square. Because it was, and then to add that, I shared the picture in a group I'm in on Facebook called Subtle Asian Traits, just to be like, this was really cool and I hope y'all go see the movie. There was hundreds of comments of people just saying,
I didn't know this.
Yeah, there of just people saying like, it was so cool to see like my family up on screen.
That's awesome.
And the Asian community, from everything that I've seen so far, is in love with the movie. And that's huge.
As they should be, because I thought the movie was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I had a blast.
Yeah.
Super fun. That's awesome. I didn't know about that, about the Facebook post. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad. So everyone was like hyped up for it and everything like that.
Everyone overwhelmingly were like, this was such a fun moment to be a part of.
That's cool.
Similar to Crazy Rich Asians, I would say.
Sure.
Well.
And I feel like Shang-Chi released at a great time. Labor Day weekend. Movie theaters are kind of coming back. You have, you know, Asian superhero finally entering the scene in the MCU, besides Wong. And has an interesting story, too.
Yeah.
Has something that, like, it grabs your attention. I thought the background of the Ten Rings and Tony Leung, the dad, was a good, good villain. Menacing and kind of likable.
Yeah, like he was very three-dimensional. He was great.
Yeah, it was. Like he was like right from the get-go, he's a big baddie. And then
just a thick baddie. Yeah, he was.
And then obviously falls in love with the protector of the
Talo. That's Talo. It.
Who becomes Shang-Chi's mom, of course. So I love Shang-Chi. The action, the set pieces, so good.
Second to none.
So good. Like you mentioned on the on the YouTube channel, the wide shots, wasn't a lot of shaky cam. Good stunt work. So good. My jaw was seriously dropped in the bus scene. And I'm glad they showed that in the previews and trailers. Quick snippets. But my gosh, watching it from start to finish, I think it was top five action scene in the MCU.
You know what was so cool was the when they're in the building of the when they go to Macau.
Yeah.
And they're in like the big skyscraper and there's that fight there with the masked character in Shang-Chi.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, the camera's so dynamic as it's sweeping around them fighting. And you get that as well when Tony Leung's character is fighting Shang-Chi's mom in Talo. It's like the camera's sweeping, but it's still set and you have great tracking shots. So it's not as stiff. It feels very dynamic for the audience. And yeah, I love when Awkwafina's Katie is on the bamboo post. And I'm like, oh, it's like Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Rush Hour 2.
Yeah.
I think it's Rush Hour 2.
When they're fighting and they're going up the scaffolding there of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't want to get into spoilers yet, but we will here soon. Because we have to. It's been out for over a week.
Mm-hmm.
But go see it if you haven't. I highly recommend it. I'm giving the movie an A-/sweet. Had a blast with it. I had expectations going in, but I wasn't sure how much I was going to like this movie, which made it really fun. Just kind of, you know, looking forward to a movie, but not being so hyped up for it like I am for No Way Home, which I need to start to lessen. But Shang-Chi was fabulous. I'm really excited for more what's going to happen in the future with Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And I thought the acting was good. I thought the humor overall landed pretty well. I'll tell you about one specific scene that had Kennedy and I laughing so hard. but yeah, good story, great action. I thought the pace was pretty good as well. Some pretty fun reveals. But definitely, definitely check it out if you have not seen Shang-Chi. Again, A-/sweet from me.
Okay, so I actually have it at a B-sweet. I've been wanting to bump it up to a B+, but to be honest, like, I'm going to keep it at a B, but I could round it up to a B+. It's right there in that range. I still think it's sweet. What was sour for me was kind of the humor. I thought the humor really stopped some good moments in its tracks. And that was frustrating.
The one, I don't know if it was you or Stucko, Chris Stuckman, our friend, that mentioned about the airplane.
I did mention it.
Was that you that was mentioning it? Yeah, I agree. That moment, I was just like,
It's got the flashback, and the stewardess comes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, interrupts it. Hated
that. Didn't love that. That was the worst. That was the worst joke and the most poorly timed.
Yes.
Because I was really interested in it, and then erupt.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of comes back for a circle that it tells Ill again. So I can kind of understand where that was going, but I didn't like how it got interrupted.
I also think, so we're probably in spoilers when we'll talk about it. A certain character gets introduced, and I also mentioned it on the YouTube channel, that I'm like, oh, I liked it. I thought it was super funny, but it seems like also people think it's funny, so it seems like it's been well received. But I could see how some people would be like, what the frick is this person doing back?
Yeah. So, should we get into spoilers?
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. Spoilers.
Spoilers in 3, 2, 1.
Sweet.
What's his name again?
Trevor.
He was like the actor for the Ten Rings group in Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who then wasn't very menacing at all when Iron Man came to talk to him.
And they explain it really well in Shang-Chi of, yeah, he was just a puppet.
Yeah, and I didn't mind. At first, I was like, really? And then he was really funny. Ben Kingsley.
Great.
I think he had a blast with this character.
Oh, you could tell. And then Morris,
the
little faceless pet thing.
So that's actually like a real pet from what I understand, yeah, like in Asian culture.
It is. I like that. I liked how like the lions in Talo were like the lion statues.
That was sick.
That was really
and
cool.
And the nine foxes. Shout out Naruto.
I immediately thought of you when I saw those,
just
so you know.
That was really cool.
We'll have more of those chances in the future.
Yeah. Talo was cool.
It was.
It was very like mystical and pretty. Yeah, I just thought it was, man, it just took you to another world.
I will say, I think a lot of also the script stuff gets weird in the end with the third act. I loved the third act. I thought it was just, it was balls to the wall. It was very fun. It was very corny, but it only feels like there's like 15 people there fighting the whole time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
all these creatures keep coming up to suck more souls. And I'm like, you kind of already got all of them, didn't you? Like, where are these people coming from?
Yeah, they could have done probably a better job showing the vast army that was at Talo. But I did like how Shang-Chi was introduced to Talo and kind of the fighting style, and that his aunt was like, I liked how he was like so humble. He's like, my mom beat him. You know, he's like, teach me. And yeah, I liked how humble he's like, teach me. I want to learn how to.
That was sweet.
That was cool. And then I loved how the rings like went to him. The fighting with the rings looked so sweet.
Oh.
And with, like, a nice Dragon Ball Z reference.
Yes!
Super fun.
Oh, the whole ending for me, I was just like, oh, it's just one big Dragon Ball Z episode.
Yeah.
Very cool. Fighting dragons, cool special effects, like really corny, but worked really well.
Ugh. And then, okay, here's a joke that got me. When Shang-Chi and Katie are talking to their friends early in the movie about how they met, and that she stood up for him by singing a song, and then stops everybody in their tracks.
Yeah.
But in the fighting down the building, she gets stopped by like a mercenary, by a ninja, and she starts singing Hotel California.
That was hilarious. That's right.
That was really funny. Like, that was great humor.
I also liked
that was super funny.
The fighting, like the stage where you get introduced to Shang-Chi's sister in the big like fight in Macau, and Wong and Abomination are fighting each other.
Yeah.
And then
he called him by Emil.
Huh?
He called him by his first name, Emil.
Yeah. And that's, you realize like, oh, they're working together to like beat each other up, but just to make money, basically.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
And then I think that introduces Thunderbolts.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
There are a couple moments where it could really lead into the Thunderbolts in this.
Because you have Abomination, from what I understand, is a Thunderbolt member. Mm-hmm. You have U.S. Agent.
Yes.
And then you have Black Widow's character.
I don't remember her name.
The sister.
Yeah, I don't remember her name. Florence Pugh. But
Florence Pugh's character. Let me look it up.
Yeah, find that. But, I mean, and then now, so you had a mid-credit scene where they're examining the Ten Rings and where they come from, which I think is going to lead into the Eternals. Yelena?
Yeah.
Yelena, that's right. Black Widow's sister.
Yes.
Yeah, so they kind of examine the ring. Did you think it was something Eternals related? That's kind of what I gathered.
I thought it was something Eternals related as well. However, Eternals was supposed to release before Shang-Chi.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know if that is still.
But maybe then it would have made that scene make more sense.
Sure. So maybe it's still related to Eternals. Maybe it is another entity like the Celestials. Who's another big baddie of the Celestials? He has like that purple helmet.
Oh, he's Galactus?
Galactus. Maybe it's Galactus.
Maybe.
Or Silver Surfer.
Oh. Maybe it's like a weird map thing because it kind of has like the blinking dot.
Or a multiverse. I don't know.
And you do get moments where you see some heroes. Do we want to mention the heroes?
Yeah, let's mention
them. Okay, it's already in spoilers. Yeah, you get to see Captain Marvel, which she loves to just come in and say, hi, let me give some exposition. No, I gotta go. And okay. Then she leaves.
Yeah.
Bruce Banner is not the Hulk. He has his arm in a sling.
So I read a fun... Well, I didn't read. I watched a fun YouTube video about a theory with Bruce Banner being not in the Hulk mode because... He was Professor Hulk. Oh, we're taking a deep shot here.
Oh, what a...
Nope. Ah. So, Professor Hulk was in Avengers Endgame. He combined the smarts and the brawn to make Professor Hulk.
Yep.
And then he's still in the sling in the mid-credit scene. And I watched a YouTube video of a theory that I kind of like, that when Thanos and Iron Man snapped with the stones, they both saw their daughters. Now, okay. Endgame, that was deleted. Scene, but there was a scene where Iron Man sees his daughter in the Soul World. Remember that?
Oh, is it a deleted scene?
It's a deleted scene.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Yeah. I haven't seen that.
So that was going to happen. So there's theories that Hulk, when he snapped his finger, could have saw Natasha, Black Widow's character in the Soul World, or that he saw a vision of himself becoming Maestro.
Oh, what is that?
That is the Hulk becoming like evil. And using all of his brains and smarts. It's like Hulk and Thor Ragnarok just keeps dwelling and becomes worse.
Oh!
And it's Maestro. It's like a legit villain.
I hope we get Red Hulk. Apparently, Red Hulk, they just casted like a Korean-American or a Korean actor in, what is it called? In the new She-Hulk series.
Oh, cool.
And he is going to be playing like a new version of Hulk.
Oh, sweet.
As well. I saw like some like kind of... like calls to it in like comic book stuff online, which was cool.
Nice.
So yeah, that'll be interesting to see what happened with Hulk. And then the end credit scene was Xia Ling, Shang-Chi's sister, taking over the Ten Rings like underground society.
Is she good or bad?
I think also Thunderbolt. So probably more bad.
Oh, you think she's gonna be Thunderbolt?
I think it could be very possible, yeah.
I think she's kinda like an anti-hero.
I agree. I totally agree. Because they do a good job with that.
I think she's going to do her own thing. She's not going to be on the side of good. She's not going to be on the side of bad. She's just going to kind of be doing her own thing. Get a little rush there.
Wow. Okay. Great. Nice 15-yard gain.
What's up?
Nice 20-yard gain.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's that. Anything else about Shang-Chi?
No. Overall, yeah. Like I said, B sweep. Probably a little bit more B+ sweep, but you're A-minus sweep?
I'm A-. I had a blast.
Yeah.
It's really fun. That was really fun. Such a good time. Let's get into our top five.
Okay.
MCU
Origin. I want to ask, because I know we don't do this a lot, but I do kind of like to ask, what is your least favorite of the MCU Origin movies? This isn't saying worse. This is just our least favorite.
I'd say Doctor Strange and probably Captain Marvel.
Okay. Probably that. Probably Doctor Strange. I don't mind Captain Marvel. It's fine. It's right middle of the road for me. It's probably number six, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
I do not love Thor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like...
I don't mind Thor, though, because it... Thor's weird, though.
Yes.
That's a weird... I mean, if Taika was directing that, imagine how much better
the first Thor. It's insane how weird well...
It's got weird camera angles.
Dutch angles. Yeah. The angled... Angles, that sounds weird, but that's what it kind of is. I don't know. Don't love it. Yeah. It's kind of bland.
Very bland.
Weird villain.
The weird villain with the boss fight with the...
Metal-like face.
I don't mind the first act of Thor. I think it does a good job of introducing who Thor is.
Okay.
And whatnot.
All right. Let's go into... You do 4 through 1. I'll do 4 through 1, then we'll say our favorite.
I love it.
Okay. Or 5 through 1.
5 through 1?
Yeah.
5 through 2, right?
5 through 2. Gosh dang, dude. What the heck?
Okay, my number 5 is Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
And then moving on to number 4 is Ant-Man.
Great.
Ant-Man gets a little bit forgettable sometimes, but when you watch it, it's fun. Paul Rudd does a great job.
Kind of a Frankenstein movie.
It's like a nice heist movie, too.
Yeah. Edgar Wright. Would have been cool if he got to direct the whole thing.
Oh, he was... Oh, yeah.
He wrote it. Yeah, and he directed a lot of it.
Oh, wow. Villain's weak in Ant-Man, though, in my opinion.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not great.
And then number 3 is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Okay.
And then number 2 is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, we talked about, like, I was talking with, so when I did a Patreon episode for 15 minutes of Marvel with, we talked if Guardians of the Galaxy is an origin movie or not. And I thought because it's, like, 4 characters coming in at once, I didn't really count it. But okay. You definitely can. I think you probably can.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They all work seamlessly together. I'm counting it.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
My number 5 is Ant-Man.
Okay.
Fun. Number 4 is Captain America.
The first Avenger, really?
I like Captain America a lot.
I'm just kind of meh about it. Like, I don't hate it, don't love it.
I remember watching the first time, I was like, oh, I really like this. Yeah. My number 3 is Shang-Chi, same as you.
Perfect.
Really fun. Number 2 is Black Panther for me.
I love it.
I love Black Panther. Loved it watching it the first time that I watched it.
Yeah, I had a recent rewatch and it went up for me.
Yeah.
And I think we know what our number 1 is.
Did you say it on 1, 2, 3?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Iron
Man. I am Iron Man. Iron Man is
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. You know what's so fun about rewatching Iron Man? Tony Stark is a jerk.
Yeah,
he's... In the first Iron Man.
Yeah.
And if you watch Endgame to Iron Man or Iron Man to Endgame, you're just able to see the character development of Tony.
It's
pretty cool.
We're never going to see anything like this again. You know how, like, our parents got Star Wars? We got Marvel for our generation.
Yes.
Oh, touchdown, baby.
Got in.
Let's go. Iron Man, it's a top 5 MCU movie, I think. Started the whole thing off. As perfectly as you could start something like this off.
It's interesting because it's like, what if they started with Thor first or Captain America? Would it have gotten this type of traction?
I want to throw one out there that I like a lot, but I recognize is not great, is The Incredible Hulk.
I need to rewatch that, dude. I have not seen it for so long. I actually would not mind giving that a rewatch sometime soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's not anything amazing, but it is fun enough that you'll really enjoy it while you're watching it.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out when it was released.
So,
The Incredible Hulk came out a month after Iron Man.
Wow.
Iron Man was released in early May 2008. The Incredible Hulk was released June 13th.
13 years
2008.
Ago. Look how far we've come. You know what I mean?
Isn't that fascinating that these two were released, like, just...
And then we never got to see Edward Norton again.
And then Thor was released in 2011. That was a 3-year gap.
Wait, did First Avenger come out before Thor or after?
It came out.
I think Iron Man 2 came out even before, like, a lot of these other origin movies.
Yeah, it came out 3 years before. Captain America came out 2011.
Wow.
Iron Man 2 came out in 2010.
That's what I thought.
So there's 2 Iron Man movies before... Thor and Captain America.
Ooh, Iron Man 2. That might be a bottom 5.
That's not great.
MCU.
Iron Man 3 is fine, though. I don't mind Iron Man
3. I like Iron Man 3 a lot, actually. I actually really like the Mandarin presence. I think it's a fun presence. It's pretty funny, too.
Yeah. But I think that's it.
That is it.
Everybody stay super sweet.
Yeah. I don't know what we're doing for the next take.
No idea. I think I might be off. I'll let you know.
Yeah, you might be off. For the Horror Cup, just so everyone's aware, it has been, like, really interesting results. So this next week is going to be the second round of group play. And so far, kind of the ones that you would think are going to win have been winning. So, like, Halloween, Steamrolled, Scream did really well. A Quiet Place did really well. One that shocked me was It Follows, Steamrolled the Thing. thought I would beat. I thought The Thing was going to win. Silence of the Lambs got a ton. The Exorcist and Carrie were really close, but The Exorcist kind of pulled away by 14. The Strangers, that was one that won by quite a bit, too.
That was, like, one of my first horror movies I watched.
Yeah. Get Out, steamrolled Cabin in the Woods. And same with The Shining. The Shining won by quite a bit, over Sixth Sense. The Grudge beat Candyman. Halloween destroyed Evil Dead. And very similarly with Hereditary and Evil Dead 2, it was not close. Hereditary won by 40 votes.
Wow.
Yeah. A pillaging.
Yeah.
Blair Witch Project. Alien barely lost to Insidious, which I thought was... But if you think about it, a lot of the PG-13 horror movies are going to be advancing, probably more likely.
Sure.
So remember, it's like the World Cup. There are groups, and each movie is going to play each other to move on to October, where we're not going to do group play again. We're just going to have a tournament of 32 until we win, and we will review the winner for Trick or Sweet 3.
Trick or Sweet 3.
Three.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Still want Geesebumps back, but whatever.
Maybe we can do Geesebumps 2. We'll figure it out. But anyways.
That is your take 150. That was a great take.
150. I can't believe I've been doing this for so long. 3.5 years, basically.
Sheesh, Luis.
Been a blast. Mm-hmm. Catch us in Times Square.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
And stay sweet.
Sweet.